We've grown used to reunions between adopted children and their biological parents. But when adoptions from South Korea first started in the 1950s, reunions were discouraged. Since then, many adoptees have searched anyway. This next story is about a Korean-American adoptee who found his biological mother in Korea and moved in with her. Kaomi Getz reports from Seoul.
A Korean woman with an angular face greets me and my translator, Jihee, at the door. Her name is Kim Soon-young. She's 69 and lives in a cozy apartment in Seoul with her son. His name is Lane Fostervold. He grew up in Wilmer, Minnesota. Lane was adopted and says he had a good childhood, but he couldn't shake the questions he had about his mother back in Korea.
A lot of adoptees are given up like within a couple months of being born. So I was two. I always felt like my mom tried to keep me for a while or was trying to make it work. And then, you know, for whatever reason, but I felt like my entire life that she really wanted to like keep me.
He says his parents in Minnesota supported his decision to look for her. 7 months ago, he met his Korean mother, or Oma, and they started the slow process of piecing things together. She was single when she got pregnant in 1971, and the family would have faced stigma and prejudice if she kept the baby. It's still uncomfortable for her to talk about it now.
I was only around 23 years old. I was really too young to know about life. And I had this baby. I felt really sad and worried about him. But I was overwhelmed by all the pressures, and I couldn't even handle my own life.
Once she made the decision to give him up, it was final. She had to promise not to search for him, but she always wondered about him.
Even after I got married and had a family, I still worried about him. I wanted him to have a good life, and I wanted to see him somehow.
She says whenever a TV show came on with adoptees searching for their families, she would scan the screen looking for her son. Back in the U.S., Lane thought finding his Oma would be impossible. But in 2012, he flew to Korea and went to Korea Social Service, or KSS. It's the adoption agency that handled his case. A social worker there showed him his file.
There was really only a few pieces of paper in there, and then the first page was just nothing. And then the second page, she came to a couple lines written in Hangul, and then she kind of paused and said, in 1991 and in 1998, someone who claims to be your mother looked for you.
Lane was stunned.
I asked Miss Kim why nobody told my adoptive family, because they have lived in the same house with the same phone number for like 47 years, so they could have easily written a letter or even called.
KSS declined requests for an interview, but Lane says KSS told him they didn't notify him because of protocol. He hadn't signed a letter of consent for contact.
For me, it was like, well, how am I supposed to know that? You know, my adoptive family didn't know it.
The Korean government estimates more than 160,000 children were adopted from Korea since the 50s. Experts who study Korean adoption say the government was lax in overseeing agencies that may have cut corners to speed adoptions. Some have even been accused of pressuring young women to give up their children. Korea's adoption law changed in 2012. There are now tighter regulations, but Korea's privacy laws still challenge adoptees who seek out their past. And adoptees who reunite with their families struggle to fill in the blanks. Lane moved to Korea last year and now lives with his Oma. Even though there's a huge language gap, they're working it out. They're often home together. She has stage 4 breast cancer and is going through treatment. He's trying to learn Korean.
She basically just speaks to me in Korean, so whatever I can pick up. And she's really good at hand gestures and things like that. So the little bit that I know is like just the basics, like tired, hungry, full. So it's been good as far as like, you know, us being together.
But there are trade-offs to moving in with your mother at age 45.
She wants to know like where I'm going when I go out. So basically I can say like, you know, 친구.
Which means friend.
And then she'll ask if it's a female. So she'll be like, 여자. I think most of the time she understands, but sometimes she doesn't.
Lane plans to stay in Korea for now, and that suits his Oma just fine. She's a widow, and her daughter has a family of her own. Lane says his sister grew up knowing about him and is glad to be in contact. and their Oma is grateful for a companion.
It was so good to have him here after my surgery. I was so lonely and in pain, and he was very supportive.
I spent a couple nights in the hospital with her, and then after I moved in, probably is around the time where I started to feel like, you know, she's really my mom. And then the way she tries to take care of me and tries to do all the little things, so I can tell that she's my mother.
Lane encourages other adoptees to come to Korea and look at their files, if they're ready. He says you never know what you might find. For the world, Kaomi Gat's Soul.